Time now for comments from you, our listeners. Our story about the new crop of super clean, fuel-thrifty cars coming onto the market inspired plenty of email traffic. Many who wrote in appreciated the focus on greener driving options. Others took exception not at what was included in our report, but what was left out. While Ingrid Lobet's piece was interesting, I was rather surprised that she did not mention diesel automobiles, writes Mark Wilson, who here is living on Earth on WVPR in Vermont. He notes that diesel cars get superior mileage compared to gas ones and declares that when the European automobile manufacturers, such as VW and Mercedes, introduce diesel hybrids, mileage will far surpass any gas hybrid. Reed Palady, a listener to Jefferson Public Radio in Ashland, Oregon, lamented the omission of another clean car technology from our roundup. There's an alternative fuel on the market right now that's being treated by the media like a stepchild, he writes. It's called biodiesel. Made from any vegetable oil, methanol, or ethanol in a small quantity of lye, it could immediately take a huge chunk out of our foreign oil consumption if just used in all diesels on the road today. Who needs to go to hybrids? Jennings Heilig, who hears us on WVTF in Roanoke, Virginia, curbed his enthusiasm for the cleaner car technologies we described. He's waiting for cars powered exclusively by renewable energy sources. I came to the conclusion a long time ago that America will never end its affair with the automobile, he writes. What we will have to end is our love affair with non-renewable fossil fuels. Getting more miles to a tank of fuel is an outstanding first step, he writes, but what would really get him excited is, quote, an affordable, efficient way to harness the sun and or wind energy that's going to waste right now. Mr. Heilig, I ask you to please check out our website, livingonearth.org, for last week's program on the latest developments regarding the use of renewable energy through hydrogen. And in upcoming programs, we are planning to examine the role that diesel and biodiesel vehicles may play in our transportation future. Your comments on our program are always welcome. Call our listener line anytime at 800-218-9988. That's 800-218-9988. Or write us at 20 Holland Street, Somerville, Massachusetts, 02144. Our email address is comments@loe.org. And you can hear this program and all our previous programs, for that matter, by visiting our website, livingonearth.org. That's livingonearth.org.